All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we will get to your Tiger calls momentarily. I want to mix in the wings a little bit, though, too. It is. It's the biggest game of Iserman's tenure. It is a de facto playoff game. You're up 1 point on the Caps. You can handle your business. I don't want to hear about what comes up later in the week on Thursday night. None of that matters. You win tonight, you're in a command position. You lose tonight, you're in some trouble, period. Don't make excuses. Don't come up with scenario. Just win. But here's the problem. There are two things. A, I'd like to know, when is the last time we had a regular season game this big? That's not the Lions. When is it? Tigers, Pistons, Wings. Last time you had a regular season game this big? I don't have the answer. I'm openly asking you in listener land. But part two of it is, why am I not more confident? The Caps have lost six in a row. They're playing timid hockey at best. I mean, the Senators had them hemmed in all over the place. They were playing the Caps have never been viewed as good, but they're playing their worst hockey of the season at the worst moment. They're coming here, and I mean, nothing says big game matchup like Lindgren versus Lyon between the pipes. I mean, this is shades of Brodeur versus Waugh. Why am I not more confident? Because I'm actually terrified of tonight.
It is very simple, I think. And it's because every time last year and this year, you thought this team figured it out, and they were a playoff team.
They hurt you.
They just fall down the stairs. Nobody pushed them. They just fell. They just tripped. And you're sitting there saying, what just happened here? All you had to do was just go out there and just keep playing that same way. Whenever the expectations got high, they couldn't rise to it.
And like tonight, you're at home. You've played better hockey. The Caps are spiraling. And yet, this would be the type of game they would dump. This would be the type of game that they would just, I don't know why. I want to believe, Kenny, feel free to jump in. I don't know why I'm not more confident.
I know why you're not confident. Is because this team basically put bullets in you during that losing streak. Too many bullets. I'm serious. Too many bullets to overcome. Because, Mike, I feel the same way.
You're nervous.
Every Wings game, that for at least the last week or so, I've sat down on my couch to watch, and I've got, here we go. Here we go again with this team. Before the game even starts, I'm upset because I think they're going to make me upset during the game.
You just described my relationship with Michigan State.
Here we go. Here we go. I see Ken and like Mick Mike, on the call. Here we go.
Like, Mike, they just walked out the tunnel. I don't care.
I didn't like their body language.
We saw them not try against the Coyotes. We saw them not try against Buffalo. We saw them in a 7-game losing streak. I think we saw that so recently that we're still in the mindset of, well, we don't know what's going to happen tonight.
Here's the other thing that's strange. I mean, if you're not following the playoff chase closely, really weird stuff. I mean, the Flyers, a 7-game losing streak. The Caps, a 6-game losing streak. The Islanders were awful. Now they've rattled 5 in a row off. It's this, the volatility between all these teams. It's like if you can just play 500 hockey, somehow you've awoken in a playoff spot.
They're playing hot potato with that last wild card spot, man. It's Nobody wants it. I got it. You take it.
Yeah, it's very like, strange. It's like watching the hot dog race at the ballpark. Like, okay, nope, they're in the lead. Nope, now they're in the lead. Nope, now they're in the lead.
What's the last time we had a regular season game this big? Non-Lions. See, I'd love the listeners to participate. What is it?
I have one, but I feel like you're going to hit me with a chair.
No, I'm not.
Was what? It the Pistons beating, was it the Nets? No. Who did they beat to not get the record?
Raptors. Day they traded OG Anunoby.
Yeah.
That may be. That, okay, I'm not going to hit you with a chair, but that doesn't qualify.
I'm just saying they didn't get the record.
That was a spite win.
Okay.
I'm talking about playoff implications. I'm talking about a game that even if you're not a huge fan of the team, you could have that game on tonight. That the Wings are in a de facto playoff game. That if they lose, I think it greatly damages their chances of getting in. And if they win, I think they end up in the command position. Rico, I don't have an answer. Now, if I take away what the Lions did last season, you know, is there a game somewhere in the Pistons during the faux playoff year? I don't have it. I don't have it offhand. If it's the Tigers, I mean, we just got done talking about how they haven't been remotely relevant in, what, 9 years? And if it's the Wings, I mean, you're going back almost the same amount of time. Think about that.
The series with Vancouver last year with the Wings.
You mean Ottawa? When it ruined their playoffs?
Yeah, they got in and then Ottawa beat them like 12-2 over the course of two nights. Yeah. I am asking, because again, the Wings have what they have 77 games played, so 5 games to go. Rico, end of the year. Real implications.
I can't think of anything for the Tigers.
Could it be for the Tigers, the Miggy milestone watch games when he was right there?
Now you get the chair.
All right. Because honestly, in this town, it doesn't feel like there's been a game big enough in the last, decade that
you can
point to and say that's an important game right
there. That's why it's exciting. And I think any game that's big, you do get nervous. And the nerves are a natural function of allowing what you could lose to enter your headspace.
The biggest games probably in the last 10 years, Mike, may have come from the college ranks.
That doesn't count.
No, I'm just saying, like, that Michigan-Ohio State game.
Yeah, it doesn't count.
I'm just saying, that was probably the biggest where you felt like
you gotta
there's
like college
so
sports.
Much on the line here. Like, man, if you win, everything's ahead of you.
And make no mistake, this is absolutely the biggest game of Iserman's tenure. I mean, think about how much is on the line of how we're going to view the Iser plan if they win or if they lose. Because, again, I think if they lose, they're in big trouble where they're going to be an underdog to make it. If they win, minus 200. Like they are going to be in a command spot. And you know what part of me actually makes me more nervous? Here, go ahead and hit me with a chair. I hate the fact that Washington's coming in having lost 6 in a row. Because you get their most desperate shot.
They overdue.
And they just lost to a Senator team they got no business losing to. They lost in heartbreaking fashion. And I actually hate it when another team's on a long losing streak. Because whatever Washington's got, you're going to get tonight. That's it. I don't know. And again, it's two different questions. You have the, when is the last time we had a regular season game mean this much in this town? But also, are you nervous? Is it wrong that I am very nervous about tonight? And it's because Eddie Mush, a.k.a. Jim Costa, will be in the building.
He also gave a Costa lock. Yeah, what you want to see is, you know, what they did a lot. Just 53 seconds into the game, score, take a seat, everybody.
I'm worried Costa's relax. There. I think he's a bad omen. I'm worried because this Wings team, every time I feel like
what happened the last time he was there?
They lost 8-3 or whatever it was.
Was that the Avalanche game?
Yes. Jeez, he's a bad omen.
I was about to say, he didn't help out Central Michigan.
This is bad, guys.
And it's not bad.
Stop talking like this.
No, it's not bad. I just think will it be joy or relief if they win?
Relief. 100% relief. The joy will come when they clinch the playoffs. I will be able to enjoy myself.
It's relief on to the next game.
Right.
Anxiety,
exactly.
Still there. Yeah.
And by the way, rinse and repeat to the next game, because this is exactly how I'm going to feel against Pittsburgh.
Kenny, pop another Tums.
But if they win tonight, it takes away some of the stress of Thursday. And you will all but put the caps on the outs. It is all there. So let's talk about it. And if you have an idea the last time a game was this important in the regular season for any of our local teams, not name the Lions, I'd love to hear from you, because I'm struggling to come up with one. 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, let's get to it. We're going to get to the phones here in a moment. Kenny on the ticket text. Game of the Millennium for the Wings. Wings caps tonight. Costa will be there. They lose. It's on him. You can talk to him tomorrow morning. I'm nervous. I don't like it when he shows up. He's a bad omen. I'm also very nervous because that's what the Wings make me. They're just every time you believe, it's Lucy with the football.
Costa will be there in Jersey, I'm sure. He could be the good luck charm.
Okay.
I thought him and the wife went and they actually won a game.
Erroneous.
He put it all over social
media. I'm sure it's happened by accident, but I think they have a losing record across the board with sports.
Well, you know what? If you see him on camera tonight, I had nothing to do with it.
Fair. What do you got, Kenny?
Mike, Wings game tonight. I'm terrified as well. Paul and the D.
And I don't want to be. I'd love to be supremely confident. But this team, every time you buy them, man, they got a way of hurting you.
And I think that's why you have the fear.
I know.
It's because 2 years in a row, we got the car flags going. It was like, yes.
I don't even think about last year. I'm not even kidding you. This is all about this year. I don't know a playoff push like this. I've never seen anything like this. Go ahead, Kenny.
How come it seems like nobody in the Eastern Conference wants the last playoff spot? Everybody keeps losing and losing and losing.
7-game losing streak for the Flyers, 6-game losing streak for the Caps. The Islanders, who were trash going like 2-7-1 in a 10-game span, now have won 5 in a row. I cannot figure it out.
It's like the hot dog race at the ballpark. They just push each other down and
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
This team started to make me believe, and that's exactly why I'm nervous, afraid to get my heart broken again, second time this season. That's from Bill. That's where I'm at, man. I feel like there's a real risk here of starting to fall in love with the team. Remember when they were winning all those games and you're like, this is the team. We're third in the Atlantic. This team's going to the playoffs. It's a lock. That's what terrifies me the most is yeah, we've been winning a little bit. We've been playing a little bit better. Having that confidence, that makes you nervous.
Okay, Kenny, would you take that deal now?
No, absolutely.
Go to hell, Erroneous. How dare you? Right. You caught Kenny in a weak moment in late February when they were on fire. I don't use that against him.
No, right. I'm saying, what are you doing now?
It's that gotcha politics.
I gotcha
you stop
politics.
It right now.
I would give you the number, the only answer really coming in on Ticket Text regarding the biggest regular season game, but we have it on line 6 if you want to go to that call.
Okay, Jim, 97.1. Hi, Jim.
Good afternoon, Michael. How are you?
Excellent. What do you got for us?
Tigers, 2009, game 163.
All right, the only reason I can't go there is because they made the World Series in 12. They had multiple playoff pushes in years after. That's very difficult that there wouldn't be something in that span in the regular season. But, man, you're right. It was game 163. Yes, the ball went off Inge's jersey. It just, winning you're in, losing you're out. There was finality
to
it.
That was it. That's why that was my statement, my choice.
I'm not mad at you. It's not terrible. It's sad. But, yes, just I have to believe if we ran a fine-tooth comb over the 2012 season or 13 or 14, there would be something. But you're right. There was finality to it. There's not that level of finality tonight, but if the Wings lose this game, it puts them really in a bad spot. If they win it, they're in a really good spot. Uh-oh. What?
No. I'm just trying to think of another game. But, no, you're right. They're not done, but it's going to make it very difficult.
Go to Nick, 97.1. What's up, Nick? How you doing?
Hey, Mike, it's me again. So, yeah, today's game. Look, Mike, does it make me a bad fan that I got extremely annoyed and even somewhat angry the way they won that game? And, it's kind of like how Kenny feels about the Wings tonight. He's like, oh, what a doomer. But, like, they've been getting off these awful starts, and they got off to another one of these awful starts, and I'm just like, oh, here we go again, and it's the eighth inning, and then by this point, I'm like, just go out and lose.
Yes,
and then
okay.
Bad darn explode.
Nick, so I'm going to say this. You're not alone. I happened to witness somebody who felt the same way. So you are not alone that it annoyed you how they won the game.
Yeah, I don't like the cardiac cats routine. If you're not going to participate in the first eight innings, then just kindly leave.
It's so frustrating because Casey Mize, actually, he pitched pretty well today, but he got zero run support. Like, when that last inning happened and Taylor threw the ball away, I switched the game off. I stopped listening because that kind of brand of baseball is not the same brand of baseball that I want. It's the same brand we've been following for the last 10 weeks. It feels like all we've done is backdoor into these wins. And, we haven't – here's the bigger point I want to make. We haven't had, a single performance yet where the Tigers came out fully awake, announced their presence with authority on offense, and just, dominated a team. It's always these one-run games, go to extras, and explode and score four runs and come back. Never has it been that the Tigers were in complete control of the game where we're just spraying the ball all over the field. But – what I don't need to go 13-7 over these next 20 games. You're playing the Twins next, who look dreadful and lifeless. It would be so nice for once if you actually, for the first time this year, got off to a really good start on offense instead of doing this more of the same, getting abused by Martin Perez for 7 to 8 innings and then suddenly waking up at the end. And then you go to Texas, who's a much better team. And then if you want to do these one-run games, that's fine. But I don't need to see the pitching do this because I know that they're good. I need to see the offense take the step forward, and I don't know how, I don't know.
No, listen, and Nick, here's the thing. We talked early in spring training, and we saw the schedule, and this is the softest 10 or 11 game run you're going to have, period. So you went 7-4. You're not going to win any beauty contest, that's for sure. The mark of this team is going to be what they do moving forward because, frankly, these teams can't hurt you. They're terrible. And don't hit me with this Pirates thing, all right? If they win 75 games, it's a miracle. They're a bad baseball team, all right?
They could be you right now where the record is not indicative of what the team is going to be in the end. But you got Minnesota, 7 games coming up against them. Let's see what you do in the next 20 games. If the worst you do is 10-10, you're still north of 500 going into May. The goal is to become buyers, to buy a bat or two to really get this thing going because I think that's what's really missing from the team. We talked about it earlier in the show. If you missed it, you can use the Odyssey Rewind, but the pitching, the bullpen, defense, it's all there. It's just the lack of hitting and scoring of runs. So,
yeah, that whole thing, yeah. Baseball. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the calls. We got a blitz to get to.
little bit of conversation about UConn last night, and obviously, Red Wing, hockey elite, let's get to it. It's the game of the millennium. It's as big of a regular season game as you've had, I don't know, close to 10 years? Feels like it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
So I think I may have the game. Now, you'd have to go back 5 years, which, again, how pathetic is this? And here's the problem. We all want the Wings to make the playoffs. There's not a single person, if you call yourself remotely interested in Detroit sports, who doesn't want them to make the playoffs. I can't say that about the game I'm thinking about. It would be 2019, Pistons-Knicks. Pistons have to win to make the playoffs. One problem. It was a 50-50 split. The idiot portion of society wanted the Pistons to get in. Those of us who hated the entire Blake thing and knew it would lead them to bad decisions wanted them to lose. See, you can't say that about tonight. This is the biggest game of Yzerman's tenure here. And it's a game that unilaterally, we all want them to win. So we're rapping about that. I am nervous about it. I know Kenny is too. And it's because of how this team has, every time you want to believe, they hurt you. Every time you want to give up, they bounce back. I don't know. So we're rapping about that. And we do have some Tiger calls. You know, they stole one today. They were awful in Pittsburgh for roughly 17 innings. And ninth inning today, you get a walk. Torkelson gets beaned. All of a sudden, you get a little momentum. You get a throwing error. You get a bloop. I don't care. Fine. You stole one. That doesn't make me feel better about them. Also, like, if you want to nerd out, like, I'm just, Casey Mize cannot miss bats. He can't. I don't want to hear about how much life and, oh, this is the best splitter I've seen since Auburn. Really? 2 Ks. What do you have in the first game? Like, 3 Ks. You're not going to survive like this. So you know what that makes Mize? That'll make him a fifth starter. That's not what I took you number one overall for. So look, there's time.
He's working obviously, his way back in.
Exactly. I'm not, but like I look at things on a case-by-case basis. That's how I am as a baseball fan. Watch game, analyze game, move to next. Let's go to Paul, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, Mikey? How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
So first of all, I just wanted to give Rico a little crap here. Rico, you're such a weirdo, man, driving all the way to see an eclipse. You know, that's a behavior I would expect out of Stoney. You know, the guy who, oh, guys,
Paul, real quick. When I woke up this morning, why do I give a damn what you think?
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, here we go.
I'm just curious.
No. You called up and you chose violence. So we're here now. Let's square off. Why do I care what you think? I enjoy myself. I don't really care what you think.
Oh, that's fine. You know, I still love you, Rico.
I don't love you. So next thing.
All right.
What you got?
Yeah,
you chose violence.
I just would expect that out of Stoney.
I'm sorry. You expect
weirdo.
What? Right, can we proceed?
No. He started this.
Okay.
You expect what? Because I like stars and astronomy? So that's a bad thing? Because what? Why?
It's not. Listen, man, I'm just giving you crap.
I don't really care. Let's go.
You've established that.
Yeah, let's move on.
I'm just having fun with it, buddy. So the Tigers, man, I mean, this team isn't any good. I don't think Spencer Torkelson's any good. He's never going to be any good. And, Mike, I hate to beat a dead horse here, but, I mean, why in the F on a team that, you know, supposedly wants to be better sooner than later, are you drafting a player that is five years away, most likely? You know, first of all, go get Langford. Just draft Langford. Make everybody happy. You know, I hate the Max Clark pick. Second of all, I want to ask you guys both of this, you know, this question here. How much better would this lineup look with J.D. Martinez, Chapman, and Langford?
Oh, night and day.
I mean, I think you can answer your own question for that, Paul.
That's night and day, Paul. I'm with you. Paul, look, I'm with you. And, like, just so I would never have to worry about the Scott Harris apologists, if you had just brought one of them in plus the draft pick, I'm with you.
That would have been nice.
I know. Look,
or if you would have went Chapman and Martinez.
Right.
You still would have been okay.
Well, I think when you make, you know, Paul, I think the point that really irked me was you draft Max Clark. All right, I disagree with it, but fine. They have different ideas, different designs. Maybe the kid is up by September of 25. I don't, whatever. But, Paul, when you do that and then you double down and the only acquisitions you have while being $60 million under league average in payroll is a Mark Canha who, he's hitting. Right. Are you telling me that a playoff team will have Mark Canha as their best player? Like, that issue.
No. And here's the other thing, Mike, is why am I looking at Matt Vierling at leadoff, Andy Ibañez in the two-hole? This organization, this team, it's just so, so, so exhausting, man.
I know.
It's been a freaking decade. And you know what? I am so tired of these fans here. Everybody's going limp. Oh, you can do whatever you want, Scott. It's fine.
Well, you heard, did you hear?
To go to the ballpark to have fun.
Paul, did you hear what Scott Harris said to Chris Russo on High Heat?
Yeah, I you know, Mike, I damn near threw my phone at the TV. I was so upset at that.
He's punting this season.
It's crazy.
I'm so tired of this.
It's crazy to Rico and I, because you're right. It's been a decade. And it's not like they went 50 and, you know, 110 last year. They were 78-84. They finished second in the division. How could you not at least say, yes, our goal is to win this division?
They were interesting throughout the summer, where we actually sat here and said, you know what? Maybe they can do something. You want to follow that up. You want to go get some bats. The division didn't get any better. You could win this thing, and you just chose, we're going to stick with the young guys, and we don't have that right to feel that way yet. Then I don't know when ever get that.
I was screaming the entire offseason, please go get an effing bat. Because you know what I would rather do than watch this Tigers offense? Watch paint dry.
Yeah, it's tough.
I would rather watch
17 of the 18 innings. I mean, you can say what you want about the ninth. Closers are going to have off days. They're going to melt down. You're going to be able to steal one. I'm not mad about it. But, Paul, it's like, it's not like they hit a three-run bomb to walk this puppy off. I mean, it was a bloop, a throwing error, a hit batter. Hey, I'll take it. I'll take it, but I'm with you, Paul. You can't sell me that this is going to be how they're going to win
games.
You can't. And again, look, I disagree with Paul on one thing. You can't say a player's 5 years away. If it takes a player you draft 5 years to come up, that's a failed prospect. I don't want to put that on Clark. My whole thing is, if Max Clark is the most advanced high school outfield, I mean, the hope would be like late 25.
But the fact that they took him, now he has expectations, whether he's deserving it or not. He's got to come in here and do something. He's not going to have a long runway where we're going to be patient because you're saying, well, we took you, kid.
The problem is Wyatt Langford broke camp with the World Series champions and is hitting in the middle of their order.
Right.
Okay.
But he's going to be – they're going to be forever tied together.
Yep.
Fair or unfair – so when he finally makes it to the big league, okay, here's your chance. And you can't, well, give me a little bit of time. You don't have it.
You don't, you know, you're not getting that luxury.
Right.
All right, we'll get to the people here in a second. And again, Red Wings are going to be the primary. Obviously, your Tiger thoughts. They're 7-4 after 11 games. You got 20 games left before the end of April. The bar is still the standard's the standard. You got to have a winning April.
for the first time since 2016. Stealing a game like today helps. You know, stealing a 1-0 game helps. But I think we all know deep down it's not going to continue. They have to play better baseball, specifically offensively. So you can comment on that. The Red Wings, it's the biggest regular season game they've had in damn near a decade. It's tonight. It's the Caps. You know, Kenny has called it one of the great goaltending matchups he's ever seen, Lindgren versus Lyon.
Never said that.
I swear you said it. No, it just, look, Caps are coming in on a 6-game losing streak. You could view it that they're a wounded dog and you're going to end it. Or isn't this the type of game the Wings dump? So that's in play. And I am going to bring up the national title game last night because I think there's a couple of takeaways. We can have some fun with it. F Purdue. I hate that university. It goes all the way back to Roosevelt Colvin ripping my heart out, 1996 on ESPN2. Nick Saban never should have lined up for that field goal.
The little cartoon graphics.
That's right. The spray paint graffiti.
Lowercase graphics.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Stuart Scott wearing a denim dress shirt. I hate Purdue passionately. So let's get to it. Kenny, ticket text, and we'll go to the callers.
I'm nervous, but I feel good that Washington's going through the stretch right now, and we already went through ours. They're in free fall, and they don't know where the bottom is.
How do you explain Washington and Philly's dueling free fall here of 6 games and 7 games? What is going on? It's like nobody wants the playoff spot.
I explain Washington because I don't think they were that good to begin with. If you look at their goal differential, it's dreadful. Philly's under full torts effect. They started off the year strong. He's doing the blood from a stone routine that he does every single place he goes. And now the team's finally getting a little tired. So that's how you explain those.
Tortorella's great for a very short amount of time. Love the quotes. You love how he is with the team. You love knowing he could basically punch a hole in a wall at any time. But you're right. It wears real thin.
He'll take you to the first round a couple of times, and that's about it nowadays.
You know what's interesting, though? As hard as he is on his team, look, comp that to Danny Hurley. Like, Danny, and look, I think the NIL and Portal era serves him well because I don't think you could be around Danny Hurley for more than 2 years. I don't know that that's possible.
No.
He's insane.
No.
In a good way. He's insane.
I mean, you saw it last night. Run the play my way.
Get out there, and you're like,
you're just
wait.
Dribbling. He walks out on the court, and he shoved a player and said, no, run the offense.
See, I've wanted to do that anytime State runs the weave.
Right. And the referee had to blow. Wait, did you just walk out on the court?
That's insane.
Danny, you can't do that. You need to stay in the box, okay?
How about him woofing with Edie? Unbelievable. We'll get to it in a little bit. All right, let's get to the people. Andrew is hockey elite, and he is up next. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Hey, ready for tonight. You tell me.
So basically, I had a different opening, but after the way Rico just shredded Paul, I'd like to just sincerely apologize about the last time I called Rico.
You're all good.
I hope you're having a great day, and I'm glad you got to use that PTO day to watch your your sunset or whatever.
You're all good, Andrew.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, so basically, I have a different take on the Wings game tonight. I need them to shred them. I need line one to show up tonight and show them why they're not just backing into the playoffs. Mo's sick, so he's not blocking 10 shots tonight, I'll tell you that. DeBrincat's 7-for-17 when he's supposed to be a point a night, a guy. I need them to go in there and just completely shred the Capitals 60 minutes and then hockey. Only acceptable outcome.
I mean, it would be amazing. I think the best point you're making is your stars have to be stars. The later you get in the season, you have to be able. I mean, DeBrincat hasn't scored a goal in it feels like 2 weeks. Like, you got him to help carry you in stretches.
In a pressure game like tonight, step up, be the man.
Kenny's the last time
exactly.
He scored against
That's all
the
it
Caps.
Boils down to, man.
Yeah.
Be a star. Show us that we're not going to get swept even if we get in the first round. Show it to me, please.
I have no argument. And by the way, here, I just pulled this up to make your point, Andrew. DeBrincat has one goal since, oh, my dear sweet baby Jesus. He's got one goal since Tuesday, February 27th. One.
Yeah, he's on a month and a half.
February? Wow.
One goal since they beat the Caps 8-3. And you came on the air offering Kenny champagne and cocktails.
And it was probably a garbage time goal, too. It was third period when they put 5 on him.
Wow.
So, no, that one doesn't even count. Go back another one.
Yeah, give me a meet. Well, go back another. Well, it'd be the night before when they beat Chicago 3-2 in overtime. But your point,
okay.
Well, Andrew, no, your point holds. Like, whether it's Kane, whether it's DeBrincat, whether you need your stars to be stars. Mm-hmm. And in a game like tonight, these goals do mean more. It does matter more. Shout out to the SEC.
Yep, at home.
And the one goal that DeBrincat did score in that time against Washington also. Who do they play tonight? Washington? I think this is where he turns it around.
Synergy.
That's right.
Kenny, when do you relax tonight, or do you not relax?
When they pull the goalie and we score the empty netter. Or that.
I don't know what that have to do with anything. But
wow. Wow. Hold on. When's the last time DeBrincat had a multi-goal game?
That would be February 24th against St. Louis.
Wow. Mercy.
But when are you relaxed tonight?
When they score an empty net goal, or maybe when they go up four. I can't relax until the game's basically sealed.
When the crowd's chanting Jared Goff?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Perfect. Let's go to James, 97.1. James, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I will be doing better, man, but I was driving home from work and you were breaking my heart with feeling so nervous about tonight, buddy.
No, I know. James, I don't want to feel this way. This team is untrustworthy.
Here's why you shouldn't.
Okay.
Here's why you shouldn't. Because I think we're judging the Red Wings based on last year. When it's, you know, we to make the playoffs last year, they would have had to stay healthy all the way. But then someone gets hurt and then you got Oscar Sundqvist, Pia Sutter. Like, what are those guys stepping up? And this year we got DeBrincat, Comfort Kane, Daniel Sprong, Shane Gostisbehere. It's an entire new playoff power play line, essentially. So I don't think that we're the Red Wings of last year. I think the Capitals and the Penguins are, and that's what we're seeing right now.
Okay. I actually don't mind that. That's fair. And look, I would feel better about some of the names you mentioned had they been playing better. I mean, DeBrincat,
right,
my God. You're a goal scorer.
Yeah,
if you're not scoring goals, what am I getting?
And I think that, you know, I heard the bullet holes from the seventh game loss. I think that Dylan Larkin coming back and that turning around is a really good argument for him being an MVP candidate for what he means to the Red Wings, like how Crosby is helping, you know, Pittsburgh go forward. I think that he should be in that conversation for sure. And, you know, Lucas Raymond's playing like crazy. David Perron's been, watch him tonight. He's going to be throwing his body everywhere, dude.
Yeah. But, James, I do think that it may be a little bit from this year when, you know, when they went through the period where they lost 7 of 8 games and 7 in a row where a lot of people believed right. that this team had turned the corner. This was a playoff team. People thought that they were actually going to make some noise in the playoffs, and then the bottom just fell out.
It was like they all looked at an eclipse without their glasses on or something with that Larkin going, geez.
No, I know. Yeah. It's just one of those deals, man. I want to trust them. I hope they come through. It'd be really fun if they could win. It would set up another one Thursday night. But they'd be in a command position where all of a sudden you can start going, look, the pressure, just get a point. Mm-hmm. Just get a point out of this deal. Or if you win Thursday, you're in. Period. Like, win tonight, win Thursday, you're in. You're making the playoffs. I believe that. Maybe
or at least build up the equity, so if you happen to slip up in a game, you're not done.
Kenny, are they winning?
Yeah, they're winning, for sure.
You said you were nervous.
Costa's got to be there. He's going to bring us a win.
Costa the mush. Lock.
Which does what? Kills you. The Costa lock is stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Is that where you guys got the little dancing cactus?
Yeah. And his record on Costa locks, he knows they're losing and still hands them out. Him being there.
I was about to say, he seemed very confident when he put that out.
That's why I'm scared. Anytime Jim's super confident and Costa locks something, it loses. That goes back to Grand Rapids.
He's going to do that. Wings will win, and then he'll go get some of Mom's spaghetti.
I heard he put the car flag on.
Nothing about this makes me feel good. We'll get more of your phone calls.
Get a real Italian dinner.
We'll get more of your calls, and I want to mix in a couple of thoughts on the national title game last night, including one about the Big Ten. We'll get to it. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.